Okay, I think everyone is ready right now.
So I'm feeling somehow more and less nervous than I expected. Less because there are three other people in the car besides me, ready to act if anything goes wrong. But it is pretty strange feeling the car accelerate and watching the steering wheel turn by itself. Daniel Goering from the Free University Artificial Intelligence team is sitting in the driver's seat. The car is waiting beside a red traffic light to start.
Okay, the car recognized the green and now we move into the first scene. Here we will see two people with a Kinderwagen and the car will recognize them and brake for them. Yeah. These are very slow moving people, therefore we stop right now.
To me, the car seems to brake a little jerkily, but Goering explains that they can adjust the settings to make it more or less smooth according to personal preference. We drive on to the next scenario, which is an intersection.
We have a car from the right and a bike in front of us, which will turn in front of us, so we stop until the road is clear. The car has laser scanners. With the laser scanners, it scans all the streets, and until the streets, when the streets are clear, then the car goes.
This MIG demonstration comes at a time when there is an increased focus worldwide on autonomous cars. Earlier this month, Google announced its own such project underway in California, while another Italian team is currently conducting an extensive road test from Italy to China. All of these projects are the result of a series of US government-sponsored autonomous car challenges over the last 6 years. Alberto Broggi, professor of computer engineering at the University of Parma in Italy, has been working on the development of autonomous cars for many years. He says that one of the most important goals is accessibility.
You can give mobility to people that don't have mobility. For example, young people or elderly people or people with no driving license.
Besides car sharing possibilities, Broggi says that autonomous vehicles could be useful in particular industries like mining and agriculture, where there are pre-structured environments. Both Broggi and Rojas believe that intelligent cars will reduce the number of road accidents and be more environmentally friendly due to increased efficiency and car sharing. But what happens if there's a software malfunction or a computer crash? Raul Rojas, professor of artificial intelligence at the Free University, says that it's important to have one or two redundant or backup computer systems on board, just like in an aeroplane.
One computer is driving and the other two are just watching the first computer over the shoulder. And if they detect any malfunction or if they see that the computer is not giving the appropriate instructions, they can take over. Or they can stop the car.
One problem that Rojas and some of the other autonomous car projects must face is how to adapt to real-world conditions. For example, in the Italian project, driving autonomously from Italy to China, Broggi said that one of the main things they found out on the journey is that real-world conditions aren't always what they expect.
We were actually in Moscow on a two-lane road and there were three lines of vehicles. And our vehicle has been instructed to stay in the middle of the lane. But in that condition, it was not possible because all the other vehicles were moving almost randomly. So it was a very chaotic traffic pattern.
Instructing a car to obey road rules, traffic signals, and sense obstacles is one thing. But Broggi says that teaching a car to adapt to local driving conditions is another challenge to be overcome.
And the difficult thing is, when do you have to adapt? So you have to learn when rules are the most important thing or adaptation is the most important thing. And this is really, really complex.
More and more active and preventive safety systems are being incorporated in cars today. These include systems like lane departure warning, blind spot monitoring, advanced cruise control, emergency braking, pedestrian detection, and so on. That's according to Wolfgang Reinhardt, the Director for Intelligent Transport Systems at the European Automobile Manufacturers Association. He says while autonomous cars are some way off yet, technology that incorporates real-time, location-based information and automatic responses will happen much sooner.
The new generation of vehicles will become either connected with each other or with the infrastructure. To explain this in a little bit more detail, maybe some examples. A vehicle has a breakdown and has come to a stop behind a sharp curve. It immediately sends this message to approaching vehicles so that they can reduce speed and pass the spot carefully.
Reinhardt says that governments need to be thinking about ways to reduce pollution and traffic congestion, and smarter cars are definitely the way to go. After the successful demonstration last week, the next step for Rojas and his team will be a full-scale test in city traffic. Cinema Nippard, Deutsche Welle Radio, Berlin.